Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 29 of the Daily Unpacking. And this has been one of the longest days.
One hell of a day.
We woke up in Sanur. Actually, we didn't wake up. We left at night.
Oh, shit, we did. What time is it?
10 p.m. Almost 26 hours since we left Sanur. No, we have to be more. Yeah, 26 hours.
Yeah, because they're 1 hour ahead.
Mm-hmm. At 10 p.m., we went to the airport and we catch our flight to Bangkok.
At 1:35 a.m.?
4 hour flight. We got to Bangkok at 5 a.m. and our goal was to.
So, see, here's how it went down. We booked a 9 p.m. flight because it was the cheapest one, but while we were booking it, we saw that there were like six other flights throughout the day that left Bangkok to go to Chiang Mai, but they were all way more expensive than our 9 p.m. one. So we booked it with the understanding that we were going to go to the gates, and I mean, because you can do this on American Airlines and you can do this in airlines in the States, and see if we can get our ticket switched to an earlier flight time, like fly standby. Choose to switch our tickets to standby for an earlier flight. So we get to Bangkok, and it's like 5 a.m. We wait in line. We go through immigration. We get through immigration in like 45 minutes. It's like now it's like, you know, 5:30. And I'm like, what the fuck do we do? So we went to go check in, and we talked to somebody, and they basically told us no, like right off the bat. There was nothing that they could do. So then we went through security and walked up to the gate and asked the gate. And they just told us, nope, right off the bat, there's nothing they could do.
And then we just started to realize that nobody could do anything about us wanting to leave early. So slowly but surely, we started to realize that we had to wait until our 9 p.m. flight. We continued trying. We continued asking other people or other counter staff from that same airline that was having flights from Bangkok to Chiang Mai.
All day.
So we gave up. We started editing our videos, and we finished our video, and then we said, oh great, our flight. Now we've been at the airport for 10 hours waiting for our flight. It's only 5 hours until it leaves. And our flight pops up on the screen, 21:50, which means 9:50 p.m. We go to the gate, and we sit there for about 2 hours to wait for the flight. And finally, it's time to board. And when we board, there is a red beep on the guy's device when he scans our boarding pass. And he says, this is not your flight. Your flight left at 9:05, not 9:50.
I can't even speak about it because I'm so traumatized.
Kayla started crying because we've been literally sitting
at the airport for 16 hours.
And now they're telling us that we can't get on the last flight to Chiang Mai. So
not only did they say this is not your flight, but we basically like got pulled aside and we explained to them our situation and like begged. And then they said, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. So Felipe asked if we could talk to a manager. Like if we didn't ask, like speak to a manager, she would have just shooed us away.
Yeah. So she ended up calling a manager. I got to speak to the manager. And I begged the manager to do anything for us to be able to get on the flight.
Because now it's like 10 p.m. at night, and we'd been there since like...
And this is the last flight, yeah.
Yeah, it's the last flight to Chiang Mai, and we'd been at the airport since 5 a.m.
So finally, actually the manager says a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't quite understand, but I realized that she was going to do something for us. She asked me to give the phone back to the counter staff of the airline, and... For a couple minutes, she turned to us and said, it's going to be another 1500 baht, which is 45 bucks. And at this point, we're just so tired. We just so want to get to our destination. So we paid that extra dollars. And luckily, we got on the flight. So that was a little bit traumatizing. There was a solid 10 minutes of panic thinking that we have to stay the night somewhere or stay the night at the fucking airport. And that was just... Yeah, stressing. But now it took literally 2 hours to get here from Bangkok.
Yeah, once we got on the flight, it was hella easy. The flight itself was only like an hour and 15 minutes it ended up being. Mm-hmm. And then we got off. We walked right at the airport because we were able to carry our backpacks on. We didn't have to wait for luggage. We got a $3.50 taxi and made it to our hostel within like 20 minutes. Yeah. And
Now we're here. We went on a quick walk out. We literally have 7-Eleven right outside the door, so we got some water. We got a beer each to celebrate our arrival to Thailand. Tomorrow we've decided to take it chill, wake up when we wake up, and take it from there. So it was a hell of a day, and it's now time to get some rest.
Yeah, because it's actually an hour ahead to our bodies.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because we're 1 hour behind. Bali's an hour ahead.
So it's really 1 a.m. for us now instead of 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you for listening. I can see the same people keep coming back. We have 4 to 5 to 6 listens every single podcast. Deeply appreciated. We love that you allow yourself to give us your attention.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Every second is literally something we're so grateful for.
For real, it's your attention that like helps motivate us to keep pushing out these podcasts. So thank you.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Oh wait, I have to unlock my phone to be able to.
Awkward. It's like when you tell someone goodbye, but like you're both leaving in the same direction.